Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Alan Zanakis, happy to bring you DocX's Funny Feelings, answers to puzzlers about everyday mind and body sensations that we all experience but don't fully understand.
Hot cold empathy gap. That's today on DocXMD's Funny Feelings.
I need a minute to cool off. The other folks aren't getting it.
You're battling with a hot-cold empathy gap at the moment, a phenomenon where our current state of what we're feeling unknowingly places all other emotions and clear choices on postponement. When we're anxious or in a hot emotional state, appreciating calmness seems difficult to comprehend.
So when we're calm or in a cold state, grasping why someone is anxious seems impossible to understand?
Yes, ma'am. Hot-cold empathy gap blocks us from perceiving another's emotional state, making it difficult to acknowledge an alternative reaction, consider appropriate choices, leaving us unable to relate. Unbiased empathy describes a state of understanding where we might not agree with another, but get their actions on which to chew.
An intellectual version of walking in someone else's shoes to get their point of view.
Our biased empathy is influenced by the way we're currently feeling about situations in which we're dealing. For instance, when we're brokenhearted about an ending relationship, we're disconnected from others who are joyous over their partnership. Hot-cold empathy gaps are present in nearly everything we do when we make choices that appear while in hot emotional states that are unlikely to last, at play, work, or in relationships such as sadness, anger, pain, and fear. Yet the choices we make while influenced by the gap under these temporary states often lead to significant and lasting consequences. For example, in healthcare, when we're stressed as a result of having to make difficult medical choices, hot-cold empathy gaps will cause us to both underestimate the extent to which the situation will influence our behavior
and to overestimate how long we will continue to experience our current feelings and preferences.
When it comes to the hot-cold empathy gap, understanding that we're challenged predicting how much immediate emotional experiences bias our perception of what is true helps us appreciate that we also face challenges handling the feelings of other people, too. It's a funny feeling to know that when we consider that our natural reactions are not always reliable, we can then deliberately remind ourselves that the hot-cold empathy gap exists.
And an earnest effort to understand the perspectives of other folks is extremely justifiable.
Yes.
In cooperation with KAMU-FM, I'm Dr. Alan Zanakis. It's been a pleasure to bring you DocX's Funny Feelings, answers to puzzlers about everyday mind and body sensations that we all experience but don't fully understand.